Here we're going to learn Daf Tzadi Vav Amud Aleph of Masechta Shabbos, and with this we begin the 11th parak of Masechta Shabbos. So we're going to continue discussions that are Hotza'a related, but instead of talking about a case where a person carries something from Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah or vice versa, we're instead going to talk about someone who throws something from Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah or passes something from Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah or vice versa or Dalet Amos within a Rosh Hashanah. So a couple of rules that are worth chazering over before we start this parak. Rule number one, a person is only chayiv for Hotza'a if he does both an akira and a hanacha. He has to lift it up in one rishus and place it down in the other rishus. If he does one or the other, but not both, he is not going to be chayiv. Rule number two, both the akira and the hanacha have to be from a place that's four tefachim by four tefachim. If a person picks something up and then puts it down in another rishus on a place that's less than four tefachim by four tefachim, he is not chayiv. Rule number three, a person's hand is automatically considered to be as if it's four tefachim by four tefachim, and therefore, even though a hand is obviously considerably smaller than that, that is considered a viable hanacha. Now, where the person's hand does not have the status of a particular rishos, neither rishos yachid nor rishos rabim, but the hand has the status of wherever the person happens to be standing. Now, there are four rishuyos of Shabbos. There's a rishos yachid, which is four tefachim by four tefachim, and is surrounded by four mechitzos that are at least 10 tefachim high. The airspace above a rishos yachid is also a rishos yachid and goes all the way ad the rakia. And even the thickness of the walls that surround the rishos yachid also have a status of a rishos hayachid. Second is a rishos harabim. Rishos harabim is places where the public goes, and they're 16 amos wide, and they're open on both ends, and there is no roof over it, and some say that it's only considered rishos harabim if 600,000 people go there every day. The airspace above a rishos harabim is considered a rishos harabim only up until 10 tefachim. Beyond 10 tefachim is considered a makom ptur. Third type of rishos is a karmelis, a place that's neither rishos hayachid nor a rishos Sarabim, and min haTorah, it's mutter to carry from there or to bring things into there from a Rosh Hashanah or from a Rosh Hashanah. It's just a gzeirah, the chameh, that it should be considered a third separate Rosh Hashanah, and it's therefore aser midrabanan to carry from there to Rosh Hashanah or to Rosh Hashanah or to carry four amos within the karmelis. The airspace above a karmelis is considered a karmelis only up until 10 tefachim. The airspace more than 10 tefachim off the ground of a karmelis, it remains a makom ptur. The fourth space is a makom ptur, a place that's neither Rishos HaRabim, nor Rishos Yachid, nor where the Chacham goes, that it's a karmelis. In such a place, Chacham or not goes are at all, and you're allowed even lechatchila to carry from there to Rishos Yachid, or Rishos HaRabim, or vice versa, and you're allowed to be metaltel throughout the entire area, no matter how big the area is. So now, with that background, we begin the parak, and we are holding up the Mishnah already on the bottom of the page in Sadi Vav Amud Aleph. So the Mishnah discusses throwing and passing things from one rishus to another. Hazorik mirishus yachid rishus rabim mirishus ram rishus yachid chayiv. If a person throws something from rishus yachid rishus ram or vice versa, he's chayiv because Zurika is a tolda of Hotza'a. So he's chayiv midaraisa. Mirshus yachid, rishus yachid, rishus ram be'emtza. If he throws something from one rishus yachid to another rishus yachid, but over a rishus ram that's in between, Rabbi Akiva mechayiv. Rabbi Akiva says he's chayiv because the object passed through the airspace of rishus rabim. The chacham potter, and the chacham say that he's potter. Ketzad, how is it someone who throws from rishus yachid to rishus yachid to rishus ram in between? Why is it that he's potter? Shtei gezuz tora'os, if you have two porches, let's say, that stick out of a wall, and you put a beam across them to go on it, and they protrude out into the rishus rabim, but they themselves are rishus hayachid zu keneged zu berishus rabim, and they stand one across from the other on the two sides of rishus rabim. Hamoshet vazorik mizul zu pater. If you pass from a porch on one side of the street to a porch on the other side of the street, that's going to be pater because we don't find in the Malachas HaMishkan that they would carry from one rishus hayachid to another rishus hayachid with the rishus rabim be'emtza. Hayushtein b'diot achas. But if both of these porches were on one side of the street, street, one side of the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, even though they're both hovering above the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, and therefore there is Rosh Hashanah Rabbim in between them, Hamoshet Chayiv, if someone passes from one to the other, he's going to be Chayiv, Vazorik Pater, but if he throws, he's going to be Pater. Why? If he passes, he's going to be Chayiv, and if he's Zorik, he's Pater, Shekachoysa Avodas HaLevim, because that's the way the Levim, when they took apart the Mishkan, they would put the boards on wagons, and they would stand shteya golos zu achar zu Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, that the two wagons would be one right behind the other in a Rosh Hashanah Rabbim moshit and akrashim hizalazu avelo zorkin, and they would actually pass the boards from one to the other over the airspace of Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, but they would not be zorek them, and that's why passing is considered a violation of the melacha, but being zorek is not. So let's do a little bit of the Gemara on Amud Beis. Now we said in the Mishnah that if you zorek an object from Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah or Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah, you're chayv. So michti zrika tolda da hotzahi hotzah gufa hechak siva. I understand that zrika is a tolda of hotzah, but where does it ever say tolda in the Torah? So it says where does it ever say hotzah rather in the Torah? So I'm Rabbi Yochanan to Amar Krab, because the pasuk says after they told Moshe that the nedava that the Jewish people brought was enough to supply the Mishkan, vayitzav Moshe vayaviru kol b'machna. Moshe made an announcement that no one has to do anything else for Trumas HaMishkan, and people stopped bringing. Moshe Heichan Havi Yosef. Where was Moshe Rabbeinu sitting? B'machna Leviya. U'machna Leviya Rosh Hashanah Havai. The Machna Leviya was a Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, because the entire Jewish people would go toward Moshe Rabbeinu. V'kamer Luhu, and Moshe said to them, the Israel, to the Jewish people, not to bring anything more. Lo Tapiku V'teisu M'Rosh Hashanah Didchu L'Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. Don't bring anything from your tents, from your Rosh Hashanah Yachid, to the Machna Leviya, which is a Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, and the reason he told them not to bring is because it is an Isser of Hotza'ah from Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. Omi Maida B'Shabbos Kai, but how do you know that this was on Shabbos and that there was an Isser of Hotza'ah to instruct them about? Dilma B'chol Kai, maybe this happened on a weekday. Umishim D'Shlimo L'Malacha, K'dich Sevam L'Malacha Isadayim. You know, the simple reading of the Psukim is that this has nothing to do with Hilchah Shabbos. Moshe Rabbeinu was telling them that we have enough, so you don't have to bring anymore. So maybe that's what was going on over here. So Gamar Ha'avara Havara Miyom HaKippurim. We learn Ha'avara that's mentioned in this pasuk from that it's talking, that it must be talking about Shabbos, from Gzeru Shava of Havara, that it says Bayom HaKippurim. Ksev Hacha, it says over here in this pasuk, Vayaviru kol b'machne, uksev Hasum, and Bayom Kippur of Yovel, it says, Vahavarta shofar trua, so mala halan b'yom asr, afkan b'yom asr, just like over there, Bayom Kippur, we're talking about a day that's asr to do malacha. Over here also, we must be talking about a day that it was asr to do malacha. So it must be that Moshe Rabbeinu was instructing them about the Isra of Hotza'ah, and it was on Shabbos, a day that is usher to do malacha. So asks the Gemara, Ashkechan Hotza'ah. So good. So we see from here, Moshe Rabbeinu told them, don't bring from your Rosh Hashanah Yachid to the Machna Leviya, which is a Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. But how do I know that you can't do the reverse, that you can't bring from Rosh Hashanah Rabbim to a Rosh Hashanah Yachid? Says Gemara Svarihi. That's very logical. Michti. Mirashos to Rosh Hashanah. It's the Malach of Atzah is carrying from one Rosh Hashanah to another. Mali Afuki, Mali Yule. What difference does it make if you're bringing out to bring in? Miu Hotza'a Av Hachnasa Tolda. But Hotza'a in Achinami is the Av Malach. And Achnas is only the Tolda, because that wasn't the exact case of Moshe Rabbeinu. Umichti, aham chayev v'aham chayev. Amai kar l'hai av, amai kar l'hai Tolda. If you're chayev both for Hotza'ah and for Achnasah, why do we have to call one an av, one a Tolda? In what way is one stronger than the other? Says Gemara Nafkamina, diavet shtei avos ba'adei adati. If a person does two avos malacha in one helim, in one period of forgetfulness, inam shtei toldos ba'adei, or two separate toldos in one period, meaning toldos of two separate avos in one helim, chayev tartis, chayev two different chatos. The avid av toldo today, lo mechayev el chada. But if he does an av and its own tolda, he's only going to be chayev to bring one karban. So in that sense, knowing what's an av and what's a tolda is important, because toldos are sort of subsumed under the category of the av. So when you do a tolda together with the av in one period period of forgetfulness in one helem, you're only going to be chayiv one carbon chatas. According to Rabbi Elazar, who's mechayiv on a tolda, even in a situation where you've done the av, then what value is there in knowing what's an av, what's a tolda? So it says more, that malacha that was chashiv in the Mishkan is called an av. Any malacha that was not chashiv a malacha in the Mishkan is not called an av. Inami hach deksiva kara av. Any malacha that's written in the Torah is called an av. Vaydelok siva kari tolda. And any malacha that's not written in the Torah is called a tolda. So those are the differences between an av and a tolda. Whether it was chashiva b'mishkan, whether it's written in the Torah, and the way we paskin, if you were to do an av and its own tolda, whether you're chayiv shtayim or you're only chayiv achas. So we're going to stop there, and next time we'll pick up on Daf Tzadi Vav Amud Beis.